Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Big busts.
With the first pick in the 2007 NFL Draft, the Oakland Raiders select quarterback Jamarcus Russell, LSU.
And high-value picks.
With the 262nd pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Brock Purdy, a quarterback from Iowa State.
This is a Draft Week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness, celebrating 35 years of fitness with a party on Tuesday, April 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Aloha, Beaverton, Division Center, and Vancouver Plaza.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080. The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, and live on YouTube. Call me. I'll come over and eat it. I bet it's delightful. Got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show.
That sounds live sometimes, and it kind of throws me off.
Let me put that into like a Caleb Williams take. We didn't make him paint his fingernails. Call me. I'll come over and eat it.
What?
I bet it's delightful.
What?
Doesn't make any sense. We got a lot to get to in the final hour. Statter story coming up at 8:15. We'll get you set for tonight in sports. We are on NFL Draft Eve, as that is officially tomorrow. Very excited for the first round tomorrow night.
Oh, we're all going to be glued to the first round.
100% we will. Everything else is going to take a break. I'm already like having a hard time juggling hockey playoffs, basketball playoffs, and vaguely trying to follow my baseball team, which is just impossible to do all three in the same night.
You guys beat the Mets.
Hey, two in a row, baby. Yeah. Going for a sweep today. It's just, I can't do it, and now you're going to throw the NFL draft into the mix? Like, I'm overwhelmed.
I know you're going to get to the portal and college stuff here, so I'll just ask you, if we could do a top 10 in college football portal drafting, like Ohio State has the first pick. Would you watch to see like which players go in what order?
I absolutely would.
Okay.
I think that'd be a yes.
A minimum $2 million buy-in for the top players. And so it's whatever programs qualify for that are in the top 10.
Well, let's ask the question then. If you had the number one overall pick, would you take Colorado running back Dylan Edwards, who was one of their better players last year, randomly entering the portal yesterday? So much for Deion's, what did we lose? What did we lose? Huh? You believe now? And Derek Harmon at Michigan State, the defensive tackle, who's one of the better defensive tackles in the country, he entered the portal when Jonathan Smith was hired. They enticed him to get out of the portal. They just played their spring game, and now he's back in the transfer portal. Number one overall pick, do you take Derek Harmon, defensive lineman, or Dylan Edwards, who was really fun to watch last year at Colorado?
I don't think Edwards would be a number one pick for me. It's a running back spot. The system where he goes is interesting because he's a good player. There's no doubt. I would take Harmon. Who's going to have a worse year next year, Jonathan Smith or Deion Sanders?
From a win-loss standpoint,
I want to say Sparty's lost 13.
13 defensive players since Smith got there?
It has not been good. And the argument
now, they weren't good last year, so you can just say, well, that's a team of not good players leaving.
But who are you replacing them with?
And I think that's part of the problem is it doesn't appear to be a lot of amazing players coming in.
I think Deion can get to 5-7 this year. If Shador and Travis Hunter stay healthy, I just don't think much of the Big 12.
I mean, Utah, Arizona, Oklahoma State has Ollie Gordon. I mean,
they were 4-8.
I know.
1-8 in conference.
I'm only giving them one more win. Okay. That's all I'm giving them. I think 5-7 is doable for Deion.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's doable for Jonathan Smith at Michigan State.
To get 5 wins?
I don't know.
Have you seen their non-conference?
I have not. I'm going to pull it up right now. Okay. I know they play Oregon early in the season in Autzen. They ain't winning that game.
I really like Aiden Chiles. So I think Aiden Chiles in the system he's already familiar with.
And year one is a full-time starter, though. You think he can go in and do it? I know he played.
Win 5 games? I don't think it's crazy to say he can, yeah.
Jesus. Also, how do they get away with this non-conference?
Thank you. You're probably going to highlight my point.
Yeah.
Oregon, Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State. After that, everything's either debatable or it's not good.
That's fair.
So I don't view the entire Big Ten as some gauntlet he can't navigate 5 wins through. It sounds like you're going to tell me he's going to start 3-0.
They were 4-8 last year, just for perspective.
Yeah.
Their non-conference schedule is Florida Atlantic at home.
Should win that.
Prairie View.
You should dominate that.
Prairie View?
You haven't heard of Prairie View?
Prairie View?
They play just up in Vancouver.
Little House on the Prairie? What are we doing here? How is that a Division I football opponent? How is that allowed?
Well,
how is that legal?
We don't know if they're Division I.
I don't think they are. And then at Boston College. That is their non-conference schedule.
Let's say that's a coin flip.
They do have to play
because
the divisions. I don't know. I think the Big Ten's getting rid of divisions next year. But they do have to play in a 3 games in a 4-week stretch. They go home against Ohio State end of September.
Loss.
At Oregon the very next week.
Loss.
Then they get Iowa sandwiched in there. 9-6 final. Who wins?
Yeah.
Anybody's guess.
That's exactly the point.
At Michigan the next week.
Loss.
Yeah. So that's a brutal guy. Then the back end is pretty easy where you go Indiana, Illinois, Purdue, Rutgers, and all those could be winnable. I don't know anything about any of those teams. I just don't expect Michigan State to be very good. But to your point, they're probably going to have the best quarterback play they've had in a while.
You said 5 wins was kind of, that's the argument. It's just like, can he get 5 wins? I think he can get 5 wins. Can he get 6? I think you're splitting hairs and you're pushing it, but it's not been a great start for him.
No, the portal entries have not been good. And I think if you're a Michigan State fan, you're wondering, should there have been more early on? Because I think the expectations for coaches now are different because of the portal. Like, we do this with Mario. He's going into year 3 at Miami. Like, dude, you have the ability to turn your roster over every year that you want to. Every year, you can go pick and choose the guys that you want. You can boot the guys out that you want. Like, this isn't – back in the day, it used to be you got to give a guy 3 to 4 years, get his recruiting classes, let him develop guys. It's going to take some time. That reality doesn't exist in college football anymore. They have a $100 million television rights deal. Go pay for players if you're not getting enough of them. The money is there.
Well, anybody making any excuse for Mario this year is either absolutely on the take for Miami or – there's something else going on there. Come on. This is not 1994 anymore.
Give them one more year, though.
Give the coach 4 to 5 years, and then we'll see what they are. No, it's the portal exists. You're recruiting like these, and you're funded. This should be an ACC contender, if not a favorite to win the ACC at this point.
Yes, they absolutely should be. So Michigan State loses one of their best defensive players. And I did chuckle at that a little bit because I've seen a lot of Beaver fans say, and I don't necessarily disagree with the take, one of the primary reasons Jonathan Smith was put on a higher pedestal as a coach and ended up largely getting the Michigan State job because of it is because of the way they played defensively the last couple of years. And that was due in part because of the hire of Trent Bray, or the promotion, I should say, of Trent Bray. And they could run the ball. Their offensive line was good. I'm not saying he was an idiot offensive coach.
They were arguably a top three rushing team.
Sure. His quarterback play has been horrible. He was handed a #1 overall quarterback in the country, and he couldn't turn him around like everybody thought that he would be able to in that system. When they won 9 games 2 years ago, the primary reason they won 9 games 2 years ago was because of their defense.
I'm not going to play this revisionist history stuff that Oregon State fan, because they don't like him. He's a snake. I get all that stuff that you're right to not root for him. Come on. They were like one of the best rushing teams in the conference the last couple years. The DJ thing didn't work out for him. Worked out just fine with Gulbranson, who's not even a top 2 contender, it sounds like, to be a starting quarterback. Won with Gulbranson.
Because of their defense.
Okay.
He was carried. He was carried, Brandon. He was carried.
Yeah. All right.
I want to get to this audio clip. Jabbar Muhammad, Oregon is doing their spring game on Saturday. Very excited about that. And they're doing their post-practice press conference stuff. So players, coaches come out and talk and all that. Well, this one made the rounds yesterday because there is a player who is a former Husky on the Oregon Duck roster. That is Jabbar Muhammad, which is always weird, and it's the modern day of college football. That's what you're going to get. He was asked about the decision to go to Oregon, and this is what he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, my previous thoughts were, like, just, you know, being a kid, you know, everybody dreams of coming to Oregon and everything. But, you know, I was focused on the school I was at previously. I didn't have no thoughts about coming here. But when I got in the portal, you know, obviously I got in contact with the coaches, and, you know, they just talked about, you know, what they could do for me here and, you know, what they have building here, and it was something that attracted me.
He said, every kid dreams of coming to Oregon, and Husky fan was not very fond of seeing that quote yesterday.
Well, I would argue they've not liked him the minute he chose Oregon and left Washington. The quote certainly doesn't help. Breaking news, Nike knows how to market. It's been working.
Yes, they do. He had another line in there later where he said when he used to play NCAA football, he would do the road to glory mode, and he would always have his guy go to Oregon because they had cool uniforms when he was a kid.
Well, actually, my takeaway isn't this doesn't shock me at all. It's more this is another reminder that I'm getting old. This dude was how old at the middle of the Chip Kelly run?
That's
so what is he? He's 20, 21 right now?
Great question.
I think he's 21, 22.
Yeah.
He's an older player.
He is 22 years old.
So he's 22. In 2010 when they went to the championship.
He was 9 years old.
So, yeah.
9 years. I mean, that's prime. That's like right when you start remembering football.
Yes.
And understanding what's happening. And
they were the story of college football, even though they didn't win the title. But they were like, oh, my God, they're in the championship. Oh, my God, nobody can stop this offense. That's right in the wheelhouse of when you're watching sports, and they're one of the most talked about programs in America.
Yeah, he's playing NCAA football. They're cool. They're flashy, the uniforms and all that. That one was not met with great responses up in Seattle, but I quite enjoyed it. There you go. There's your college football notes for the day. A couple of portal entries, and Jabbar Muhammad said everybody dreams of being an Oregon Duck. Let's get to Statter's story. We'll do it next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at average, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
All right, we get to one of maybe the scariest things that could happen to you at a sporting event, and that's coming up in about 10 minutes from now. Also, a man with two voices, and it confuses me every time I hear it.
Joe Davis?
Joe Davis. Welcome back in! And a college football note that I forgot to get to earlier. We got a lot to get to. We don't have much time left. Let's see what we got, Stat or Story, first.
Your first number is 10.
10.
Is it the number of tournaments Scottie Scheffler has played since his last over par round?
I'm going to really need you here. You're literally wearing golf gear every day you come into the show.
Or is it the length and feet of an alligator that got trapped by a fighter jet at an Air Force base in Florida?
He has not had a round over par this year.
How many has he played?
I mean, tens.
How many tourneys have they played so far?
I mean, God, it starts with Tournament of Champions in week one of January. And then we go to Pebble. He played the Farmers, I want to say.
Did he play both in Hawaii or just one of them in Hawaii?
Just one of them, I think. I don't know. It was in January. I'm going to go stat. 10 sounds about right.
Okay, I'm trusting. You're the golf guy.
That sounds about right.
If Swag were to randomly croak, it'd be golf in the Northwest with dirt. I'm going to trust. I'm going to go stat as well.
I'm going to go stat. It's going to be
11.
Yeah, 11. Ah, so close!
Yeah.
Take off the band and shirt.
It was his
you
final,
don't deserve it.
Final tournament out? Last year in the
titties
fall.
Out for Statter Story? Is that what you want?
CJ Cuppy.
Dave Kinsella, where you at?
Fired a 74.
I bet it's delightful. Pulling my nips out.
But he's, yes, he has. He had one round of par at the Masters.
Yes, he shot 72 on Saturday or
40
Friday.
40 consecutive rounds of par or better for one Scotty Scheffler.
He's a machine.
No, MacDill Air Force Base in the Tampa area is near the Hillsborough River. And so there's gator wandering around on the tarmac, so they just kind of rolled the tires and got the guy wedged until the local area wildlife, whoever is on gator duty there in Florida. And they got a lot of full-timers doing gator duty down there in Florida. But, yeah, the MacDill Air Force Base tweeted out some nice pictures of this dude trapped between the wheels of a fighter jet on the tarmac at an Air Force base.
Gator on land, not scary.
You're insane.
Gator on land,
10 foot. That's a 10-foot gator.
Scared. I've seen gators. I've been
in
the bayou.
You're not scared?
Not scared. In water, terrified. Gator would kill you in a heartbeat.
Because they drag you down.
They drag you down. On land, is he just going to crawl after you with those little legs and snap at you? Just stand on his snout. He can't do anything about it.
Okay.
Are you going Will Darkens right now?
I'm not saying I could beat up a gator. I'm just saying
dirt on Naked and Afraid. I'll see what happens.
If I line up a 10-foot gator and like an anaconda snake next to each other, which one are you more terrified of on land? It's not even close.
Well, snakes are my number one fear.
Sure. There's a lot of hippo coming at you. That's scary. They can run 40 miles an hour.
But that doesn't make the gator less scary.
Not scary. I can run away from it.
I'm asking you sincerely, and I don't care what your actual answer is.
Yeah. How fast can gators run?
If you and I got into a fight, what's the percentage chances you think you could beat me in a fight? I don't care how high it is.
53%.
Okay. 0% you're beating a 10-foot gator in a fight.
They can only run 20 miles an hour, dude. I can run away from that. Get out of here.
Tyreek Hill at full speed is 22 miles an hour.
That is such a miss. That's in water, by the way. 20 miles an hour in water. That's not on land.
Have you seen
him run
on land?
Well, they're swimming, not running then.
I'm saying if I'm on land and they're on land,
okay.
I'm not. I could run away from an alligator, so could you.
No, you can't.
And they wouldn't chase you for that long either.
This is a worse quake
with
tape.
Their little tiny legs, there is no chance an alligator can outrun me. There is zero chance. Zero chance. I want to race this.
Oh. Wow. I wonder if we can make this happen. We need to call our friends at the Oregon Zoo.
Yeah, what if he gets eaten, though, and then it's like, hey, he was wrong.
He'll sign a waiver.
Give my wife the insurance money. We'll be okay.
When I was getting my dog trained, they asked if I wanted to put the suit on to let the German Shepherds run and tackle me.
Did they really?
And I was like, yeah. And they go, you have to sign in, basically an NDA.
Yeah. You gotta sign a waiver.
A waiver, whatever,
don't sue us.
And yeah, basically you can't sue us, and I was gonna do it.
You're voluntarily doing this. You know then, we told you the risk.
And then I watched a shepherd do it to a guy, and I'm like, nah, I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
This says alligator's running speed is a little slower than the average human. I'm the average human, slower than me. I'm running away.
All right. Wow. Your next number is 2.85.
An all-time take.
2.85. Is it Scotty Scheffler's stroke gain average on the PGA Tour this season, first on the tour?
I wonder what's on your brain today.
Or is it the weight in kilograms of the largest pig in a blanket ever made? It is National Pig in a Blanket Day.
Here's the other part of this. The question wasn't, can I run away from an alligator? It was, I'm not scared of it.
I'm not scared of it because I can run away from it. If I can run away from a predator, I'm not scared of you.
You said gators on land.
Not scary. Not scary because I can run away.
It's just a ridiculous take.
Grizzly bear? Terrifying. I cannot run a grizzly bear.
You got to zig or zag.
I can't zigzag. I'm not quick enough side to side. I can go a straight line. I'm not quick enough side to side.
Unfortunately, I'm the product of the Portland school system. I can't do... What's that in weight?
I already forgot the number. I'm going to go
kilograms.
I'm going to go story.
2.8 kilograms.
What was the Scotty Scheffler strokes gained?
Strokes gained average.
How many strokes do you gain a day?
Not that many. What's that in weight? Like, what's the pounds?
You're gonna have to remember metrics.
I
went to Park Rose. What do you want from me?
Oh, I can't do geometry, dude. Give me story. You're doing
that's 6.2 pounds.
Oh, look at that.
6.2.
I'm gonna
go stat.
Yeah, that's gonna be right. It's a stat.
It's a story.
Ah, just kidding.
Scottish. No. It is a stat.
Oh, in your effing face.
It is a stat. 2.85 is Scotty Scheffler's strokes gained average. He is over one full stroke better than the field per round. It means when he shows up, he's got a one-shot lead in the first round.
If he putts, he wins every tournament he plays.
Wyndham Clark is second at 1.78. Scottie Scheffler is 2.851. Dude. I don't know what Tiger's biggest advantage was in any of his season, but this is Tiger-like
there
dominance.
There was a number that came out earlier this week. His gap, so Rory McIlroy is the number two ranked player in the world in the official golf rankings. Scottie Scheffler's lead over the number two player in the world, Rory McIlroy, is larger than Rory McIlroy's lead over like the 115th best player in the world.
Scottie's taking a month off to have their first child. He will show up again at the PGA, and he will still be the number one ranked player by a lot.
Yeah. He's playing in a watered-down tour right now.
okay, Greg Norman.
Wow.
I'm not wrong. Tigers.
Taylor Gooch isn't there.
Wyndham Clark. Biggest competition. Wyndham Clark.
Major champion.
Yeah. Worried about Graham McDowell these days.
Yeah. Woods spent a decade above 2.6. Above 2.6. A decade.
I'm saying he's having a Tiger-like year. I'm not saying he's having a Tiger career. Okay. Very specific.
Just highlighting that.
I bet he could outrun a gator, too. Tell me about the pig in the blanket.
Where's John Rahm playing?
Yes, it is National Pig in a Blanket Day.
Love a pig in a blanket.
And so the world's largest pig in a blanket, 3.2 kilograms, about 6.5 pounds. Mm. Now, the Brits over in Europe, the pig in the blanket is a little different from the American. The American is in the nice Pillsbury dough there. They actually wrap bacon blankets around the pig. They love it for Christmas. Like 8 billion of them get eaten on Christmas over there. Anyway, this thing was like, it could feed 133 people. It was 42 centimeters in circumference, 150 rashers of bacon. I love British stuff. The bespoke sausage weighed 3.2 kilograms. So there you go. They fed like 133. There's actually a pigs in a blanket restaurant somewhere over in Great Britain.
Well, so we have two things here.
Yeah.
Pig in a blanket is two things. And my pig in the blanket, even though I've eaten the other one, I used to love them in elementary school, even though the hot dogs were kind of green.
Yeah, they were.
Well, the wiener wraps.
I'm more fond of the breakfast sausage in the pancake pig in a blanket.
Ah, yes, there's many ways to do it.
Yeah, there are, and that's my favorite pig in a blanket, more so than like a biscuit with a hot dog in it.
Yeah, that's a good take. I don't disagree with
like
it.
Like a pancake taco featuring the sausage.
It's a good little, it's just like a bite of breakfast in one
dip
bite.
Dip that into syrup.
Boom, you're good to go.
Yeah.
So yeah, Pillsbury started making the pre-made ones that basically you just pop in the oven in the 1970s.
I ordered a corn dog off the kids' menu at a restaurant the other day.
Did they ask if a kid was with you?
No.
Oh, you didn't have Theo with you?
No.
Even though he doesn't have teeth yet?
I was getting takeout and going home, and I noticed on the kids' menu they had a corn dog on there.
Were they corn dog bites?
He cannot wait till Theo is about somewhere between 2 and 3 and starts ordering off the kids' menu.
It should be on the adult
menu. And all of a sudden, Theo's going to have 7 plates in front of him, and Dirt's eating 6 of them.
Put it on the Big Boy menu, man.
Chicken tendies and corn dogs.
Corn dogs are fantastic.
Some places have weird stipulations like, well, I don't see a child with you. And you're like, what does that matter?
If they would have pulled that card, I would have been like, I'm getting takeout. There's one at home, which there is technically one at home, but he's not quite eating corn dogs yet. But they don't need to know that.
I was talking more of the sit-down situation.
Need-to-know basis.
All right, your final number, 367. Is it the number... is it the total score related to par for Nelly Korda in her LPGA professional career?
I have no idea what that means.
I'm already confused.
Yeah. Or
Is it the number of baby boys born in Oregon in 1985 that were named Brandon?
Oh!
The most Brandons ever in Oregon in a single year since 1920. It is National Brandon Day.
Yes! No kidding.
I'm going to go story just
Let's
because
go
of
Brandon,
that.
Huh?
Nelly Quarter's really good. I don't get the stat. I'm going to go story. Give me story.
So that's a year before I was born. So my mom jumped on that train a little late.
The Brandons was a theme.
But also, I don't qualify into this category. I wasn't born in Oregon.
Oh, touche.
Amarillo, Texas.
That's right, you're a Texas baby.
I am a Texas baby, through and through. I wave the flag. Makes no sense to anybody. I'm going to go story in hopes that we can just keep talking about my name.
Look at that.
There you go.
Look at that.
226 there on Nelly Korda, by the way.
She's dominating. Five straight
She's
tournament
dominating.
Wins.
Not I don't know week. Who's like, going to lose first. She withdrew this week because she played four straight weeks and won four straight
Is
weeks.
Is Rose Zhang not playing?
She's playing. Been playing.
She's young,
by
man.
That, she was the dominant player, and then now Nelly Korda is just coming.
No, she was the just phenom.
Young. She's the young phenom.
Nelly was hurt last year. Remember, she had that blood clot situation
right.
in her arm.
Yeah.
And so it took her a while, and now she's fully healthy, and she is on fire, joined Nancy Lopez and Annika Sorenstam as the only players in LPGA Tour history to win five consecutive starts. So hopefully she's back there in a couple of weeks. No, Brandons. The most popular year for Brandons in Oregon was 1985. There were 367 Brandons born that year here.
That's a lot Boys. Of Brandons.
There were a handful of girls also named Brandon. But
I've seen a couple of those.
But yeah.
How does that spelling different?
They no, do it with same a y. spelling.
Some will do it with a Y.
Oh.
Some will feminine. Do it with an I. Some will do it with an yeah. E.
Brandon.
Brandon.
I didn't know that could go both ways.
I looked it up. In 2 days, it's National Jason Day.
Hey!
Not Jason Day.
No.
The Aussie.
Jason.
Jason Swigard. Jason Day.
The day of Jason.
And August 1st, National Andrew Day.
Let's go, baby.
There you go.
Summertime. Feeling good.
The last year they have stats, 2022 in Oregon, there were only five baby boys named Brandon.
Mm.
It's fading.
It's fading.
That's okay.
It's all right.
I like the name. I still don't always respond when somebody says it because I don't hear it a lot.
It's your day, man. Thank National you. Brandon Day.
What are you going to do for National Brandon Day?
What are you going to do besides have some pigs in a blanket?
I get to go volunteer, and then I get to do yard work and then stress about tomorrow's show and, you know, do homework with my kid. We'll figure it out.
That's all you got? That's all you got on National Brandon Day?
I think there needs to be some sort of celebratory thing
Let's
done
get you
in the
to
Sprague
a strip
household.
Club or something tonight, huh?
Oh,
come
we'll
on.
Get dangerous and frisky. I'll be at the 5 o'clock happy hour. If somebody says Andrew, do you respond?
Turn the room, Daddy! Oh, look at that! No, I do not. I do not. Somebody gives me an Andrew. I actually don't even respond to Andy sometimes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because so many people call me Dirt that I don't resonate with my first name very often, and it's usually only family members. Sometimes listeners will do that, and I'll get that in public sometimes, like, hey, Andy. And I just kind of keep walking because I don't.
Sure.
Just doesn't compute.
Well, and most people call him Swag.
Yeah, you go by Swag.
I don't know how many people
I
in his
I still
life.
Hear Jason
do
enough.
You?
Jason.
Parents. Some work setting, you know, other stuff. They're
work setting. Who in this building calls you?
Not
Jason?
Here. The Hops will call me.
Yeah, okay.
It's here. It depends on who it is.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Happy National Brandon Day, everybody.
There you go.
Celebrate accordingly. Let's get to a terrifying thing that could happen at a sporting event. Two voices. And
it's not an alligator, clearly.
No, it's not, because you can outrun them. And what to expect tonight in sports? That's next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I gotta remember to do my poll questions for my Quake Takes today. I put out my Devin Booker one. Let's see what the results are.
Oh, you're getting massive support early.
Am I really?
It's like 80%, yes.
Man of the people. Now I gotta do Gators on land.
Scary or no scary? You can't be doing, can you run away?
Yeah, scary or not scary.
10-foot gator.
10-foot gator.
The story was 10-foot gator.
That's fair. 10-foot gator on land. Scary or not scary? I'm going to put that out right now. You go vote at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Give us a follow while you're there, and we'll follow you back.
I put the Deion Jonathan Smith one up as well, who will have a better year.
I love it. Look at that. Poll questions all over the place today. I'll tell you one thing I am terrified of, and I have no problem saying this. If I came face-to-face with a Jokic brother, I would run for my life.
Very good call.
Those guys are scary.
Yeah.
They're large human beings.
Yep.
There's some, like, mafia ties from Eastern European countries, I'm sure, that I don't want to know about.
I'm not saying any of that.
Did you see them get into a brouhaha in the stands the other night?
Which is remarkable that anybody...
What are we doing?
Anybody would want to do that.
How dumb, how much like pumped steroid testosterone do you have to have in your system to get into a tussle with the Jokic brothers and think this is a good idea?
I think it's more booze. Yeah. Give
me all the booze in the state of Oregon and I would still know that that's a bad idea to get into a fight with those guys.
I went to a local store that sells a lot of different things. And going in, as I was going out, I saw a guy that had to have been at least 55. Roided out of his gourd.
Just
no, not even that big. Just like and
straight
not very
out of
tall. T-town. Yeah, just you could see it and go, "Oh man,
dude,
there's too many veins going on here."
Not supposed to have veins there. That's not how they work.
No, and not real tiny, but not built to the level you think he would be the roids on the juice.
Be fun to try steroids one time. So I just wanted to point that out. Jokic brothers, scary.
What?
But you guys wouldn't be curious? Try steroids? No?
I don't think you just try.
Give them a shot, do a cycle, see how it goes.
I don't think it's a gummy. I don't think you just try the experience.
Am I going to get banned from sports radio for juicing instead of that?
No, it'd be more like, what does that do if you just try it and don't do it again?
I don't know. I'm curious. That's what I want to know. Do I get 10 more yards on my driver?
Yeah, or your Chris Benoit. I don't think you want to dabble in that. I'm not. You don't want to get near that. Why would you just try something like that?
I'm a very mild-mannered guy. I'm not worried about rage, okay? I think I'll be all right.
You were so impressionable in college. Hey, you want to try this?
Sure. Sure, why not? Can I hear it? Give me your butt. I'll inject it. There you go.
What's that substance?
The cream of the clear.
Man.
Make this one make sense to me. The Pacers won last night, and Tyrese Haliburton had a better game, and they won. They evened up the series. He was really bad in game one. I don't know much about this guy. I don't follow many interviews with him. I know he had the point at the wrist thing, and they had the good in-season tournament and all that. He was doing a press conference after the game, and see if you can sense the difference here.
We expect a great crowd. A lot of people are excited about what's to come, in the series, and just the energy in the city right now with everything that's going on, but especially with us. So, we're excited to go. Bye. I'm not going to do it. Go ahead. Not going to do it. Uh-huh.
That's the same person and one answer.
So he like cleared his throat and his voice changed?
I guess. It sounds like two different people.
That's Carl Anthony Towns like.
That is Tyrese Haliburton. Part one, part two.
Wow. Well, I didn't see that actually. I had just seen that he's alleging his brother faced racist comments. There was an N-bomb reportedly dropped in the stands.
In Milwaukee.
Yeah, to his brother.
Oh, okay. That's not good.
I think they're investigating that. I didn't hear that. Can you play that one more time?
Yeah, you want it one more time? So it switches about halfway through. This is Albert. He starts answering. I'm assuming it's the throat clear, and then it's just different.
Listen how deep it starts versus where it finishes.
We expect a great crowd. A lot of people are excited about what's to come, in the series. And, just the energy in the city right now with everything that's going on, but especially with us. So, we're excited. To go. But I'm not going to do it. Go ahead. Not going to do it.
It was a great line by you leading into that clip.
My hips thrusted on.
There you go. The two different Tyrese Haliburtons.
Yeah.
Are we excited about the NBA games tonight?
No.
Because I'm taking the night off. Can I be honest with you? I need a break. I need a breather. I'm already five nights in. I'm tapping out for an evening.
If we're being really honest in
like
a trust
Heat,
tree
Celtics,
here.
Like Heat, Celtics, Pelicans, Thunder. That's a terrible lineup.
If we're in a trust tree, so I'll let you go. Every day that this has been happening, I have been like, I hope people care about this game. I hope people care that the playoffs are starting. And I'm just not having any feel that any of America cares about the playoffs.
Who we drafted first overall, huh? Let's get to the NFL draft.
Yeah, it's just a lot of like
football. What's my team doing in the portal, huh? Yes. What are we getting? Who are we going after?
Let the NBA breathe tonight. Maybe keep an eye on the Heat, because this has all the potential of Boston thinking they've already won the series and they could no-show.
Oh, you think a sneaky Heat win
in Boston with no Jimmy Butler?
Well, it would be more about Boston not being interested themselves than Miami, like, blowing the doors off the place. Like, if Boston all of a sudden is, like, 2 for 25 from three through three quarters.
Sure.
And they're keeping Miami around, maybe a flip on the fourth quarter. No, the Bruins-Maple Leafs game in Toronto tied at one, much more interesting from a playoff standpoint tonight.
And then their more interesting games are tomorrow during
the NFL draft.
The NFL draft, yeah. Which nobody's going to watch those games.
Great job, Adam Silver.
Well done, NBA.
Well done.
Who's worse at planning this stuff out? The PGA Tour, who decides, let's play through a thunderstorm and then have a Monday morning finish at 2 o'clock a.m. Pacific? Or the NBA, who gives us this the night before the draft and then tomorrow gives us Game 3, Knicks and Sixers with all that drama, and Embiid saying we're coming back.
Yeah.
The way they lost Game 2, and then I know it's probably over, but Lakers and Nuggets is rating really well early on. Those games are tomorrow during the NFL draft.
Well, I would vote golf, because golf's league is literally going away. Basketball isn't losing players to a Saudi-backed league.
Hey.
So golf ultimately should win this.
Wait till they do. Would you watch Kevin Durant playing for Team Saudi Arabia?
Not a chance.
Hey, you got 50 last night.
Okay. All right. Good for him. Who'd he play against?
There you go. There's two Tyrese Halliburtons, and the Jokic brothers are scary, and the NBA playoffs continue tonight.
By the way, the poll question got posted, so we're getting responses to your Gator comment.
Okay, Gator comment.
Your Gator on land, not scary. This is a good one from Brian. Would be interested to know what would scare people who are voting no to this, and what's the, what, like, if a 10's not scary,
yeah,
is 12 scary? Is 13? Like, what's the foot that they say it is where you start to go, shaking in my boots now?
How fast do they get faster the bigger they are, or do they get slower the bigger they are?
I guess,
like, do they have to be short and agile to be quicker?
I guess I'm just stumped by your definition of scary. If I see a 12-foot snake, I'm not just walking past it.
See? Because
I'm going
scary.
Way around. Yeah, it's so scary. You're just going to casually walk past a 10-foot gator.
Go toss it a hot dog.
Yeah, okay.
Let's wrap it up next on The Fan. Got some poll questions up. We'll answer them in a moment. Didn't get to it today. We can noodle on this tomorrow if you want. Did you guys have any takes on the proposed Group of Five playoff? Did you see that come out yesterday?
Yeah, Derek Dooley is the one leading the charge for the Group of Five as a Group of Five member.
Not yet. Kind of. Not yet.
No, everybody's calling it Power Four now. Yeah. The Power Five is dead.
You did lose. The Pac-12 lost its autonomous state or whatever phrasing is.
So if that's going to maintain in the next year or two and they're going to be Group of Five forever, I think if you're looking for any way to keep these fan bases, and look, a lot of these fan bases lie publicly, there's going to be a lot of Oregon State football fans that are devastated about their team, but they're going to watch the playoffs.
Yes.
It is what it is. Football is it's a sickness. We all have it. It's contagious. We've caught it. We cannot stop it. But if you're looking for something to keep a lot of these other fan bases involved and interested, the FCS does it, and I don't watch the FCS every year, but sometimes I'll catch a game. Like, look, Montana's fans understand the situation.
Yeah.
We're an FCS team. We're not in the D1 thing, but this is fun. Who cares?
I would say if the bowls go away, if we're just done with the bowls.
We should be.
And then there is also a financial benefit in that. It'll obviously be smaller than the big college football playoff, but if there are units or something paid to those teams and there's financial benefit for them to continue it, then
What is the FCS? Let me ask you this. You would know this. How much does the FCS make from their playoff to these schools?
That I don't know.
Because they play at each other's
for their level. I bet they make okay money.
I don't know.
They play
if they
on
have
the road, though. That's not cheap to travel. So
no.
Just do that.
But one of the team gets to be at home, which I like. Yeah. I like the home field advantage stuff throughout.
Yeah, it's only a neutral site, I think, for the title game.
I love the idea of it, and I would watch it because it's football, and we love football, and it's more football. The only thought that I had here, the difference between the FCS and this, how many players are going to play? That's my only thought. Of like, if like we're
are
already
we
not playing
the
in bowl
portal,
games.
Are we?
How many guys are getting ready for the NFL? How many guys are leaving their school because they're going into the portal to go to a bigger program? And then you end up getting watered down teams in these playoff games and championships. That was my only thought. And they said they're trying to do this whole like private equity back, get the money behind it. Dude, let's just fast forward. Give the winning share to the winning team, and then you'll get all these guys committed for an extra $100K a player or whatever the answer would be. But that was my only thought. I love the idea of it. You just got to find a way to incentivize the players to actually participate. All right, let's answer the poll questions here quickly. Some of these haven't been up very long. You can go vote. 10-foot gator on land, scary or not scary? 81% of you say scary so far. Is Devin Booker overrated? 77.6% say yes. That's my people.
Well, but that makes the Quake take a tiny little tremor.
It does. Yeah. I know. It's not a Quake take. Who will have the better season in college football next year, Deion or Jonathan Smith? Jonathan Smith, 68% of the vote.
There you go. Quite get to 69, could he?
Yeah. Nice. Where are you off to, Swag? Where are you going?
Nashville.
Austin, Texas.
Austin.
Yeah, same Why thing. Did I think Nashville?
That
did
was where we went 2 years ago.
Yeah,
have fun in Austin.
You'll love Austin.
So, yep, I'll be back. I'll be back on Tuesday.
Don't drink too much on night one. Pace yourself.
No, no, no. I'm getting in late, and there's only like five or six of us there, so okay. I'll probably meet guys and have a cocktail, but that's it tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to be drunk when you go to sleep.
There's zero chance you're not drunk.
It's not to say I might not have a couple on the plane.
Exactly. That will do us for do it for us, folks. Thanks for being a part of our Wednesday. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to the channel and like the video as well while you're there. If you missed any of the show, you can go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague, and at 1080thefan. Tomorrow is NFL draft day, baby. I'm excited for it. We will talk to you at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.